101, Radio Krishna. Astrology, then. How about that? Well, I mean, there are all these, how to say, different practices and so on that we also find, of course, there in Indian traditional culture, and I guess, I mean, most, if not all, older original cultures. And I mean, you got Ayurveda, which many devotees got into, healing of different kinds. And I know this was very popular in my days. Every few months there popped up some new fantastic healing or healer that was invited from this or that country, this or that tradition. And now, yeah, this is it. So, but you know, if you ask me, it's simply, sure, if it works, and fine. If it makes you healthy, for real, then good. But word of caution, or word of wisdom, I hope. The best is to avoid getting sick in the first place by living a healthy life. And you can could maybe prove me wrong if you want to, if you try. On this one, but I do suspect, and others with me, that for instance in ISKCON from the old days, now we have to be honest here, that's reality, right? What it's about. Were more ailed suffering by sometimes mystical and inexplicable, nameless, chronical diseases, generally in the form of, or often in the form of, just exhaustion and weakness and, you know, burnt outness, which of course comes from overly stressing and pushing oneself without resting for long, long, long periods, which was, well, I would say, unfortunately, what some of us did, and I hope not still do. So, yeah, that's what we are talking more on a and that's what I also want to emphasize here, that Bhakti yoga, when you really understand what it is, it's healing. It's not something there that should suck your life out, the opposite. So you can happily and valuably serve Krishna here on earth. Be a servant of God. by your own example, by being happy and healthy and strong and, you know, good and honest and so on. So that's my view on it. But so whatever works for real, and of course, if you ask me about the health side, you know, I'm looking there at Ayurveda there. But there, you know, you also have to see what actually, who's actually qualified, and not just, you know, as Chinese medicine I have greatest respect for. But again, you know, taking a little course and going over to the West or to whatever, making bucks on some exotic healing clinic or whatever, whether you're actually good at it or not. That's why they have proper and generally longer and demanding medical education. So, yeah. Anyway, that's all I have to say about that. But astrology then. And why I'm saying that is that this is another thing I found fairly common and still find among Vaishnavas and Iskon. And of course, that may be to a certain extent also health related. But then sometimes something else. And I'm not sure that it's always good and beneficial. Because other things here come into play. I know you better than you know you. I can figure it all out by looking here in my charts. I can see things that you cannot see. And yes, it gives me a nice feeling there of being in control of the situation. I know what's going to happen. I know which dates, which days not to do that kind of thing, and when to do that. I can almost see, look into the future. Yes, I'm a bit backstage. But then, as I said, I spoke about this before, I could include it here. That book I read, the wise man who said, it's not for you to look into the future, but to build your destiny stone by stone, action by action, and experience that and learn from that. And that's what life is. That's what we are supposed to do here. And yes, there may be those who are more backstage and here to help us. But there may be those who drift that way because they don't want to live anymore. or they don't dare to just be inside life. With destiny there outside of one's control. So it may be sometimes that a person takes up such a role as a very wise one, sage, foreteller, teller of truths, a seer, a guru, whatever, because of personal needs. When I say that, of course, and some are really going, oh, you damn cynical. Is that all you can think about other people? Are you thinking of them like that? Because that's how you are. You say yourself that through yourself you see others, or through others you see yourself. So, yeah, I shouldn't, you know, sit here talking like this, and I don't want to, actually, but I just honestly, sincerely think that devotees should be a bit careful about that. And as I said to one astrology friend, that it's really ultimately, especially for Vaishnavas, about my relationship to God and what God wants me to do and inspires me to do. And it's coming from that level. And although my karma may be this or that, you know, this machinery or whatever it is, that the modes of nature that I'm sitting in, as you become a devotee, then you're less and less limited by that, because you're only depending on day to day the mercy of God, who can change things at any moment, not being subject to some rules. But of course then she said that, well, in astrology you can also see that, which may be true. What do I know? But why? What's the need of that? And I'm saying all this because I looked at what Srila Prabhupada said, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada said, and he straight out wrote to disciples discouraging them from engaging, you know, in astrology, becoming astrologers, quite firmly, while at the same time, of course, acknowledging that yes, there is a science there called astrology. It works, and, you know, good astrologers and so on. But again, coming back to that we are simply surrendering to Krishna, depending on Krishna here. And Krishna takes care of all that for us. Well, I really see it that way. Well, to be continued, I guess.